Page 87. 3. Speaking and listening. Who's materialistic? B. Listen to Howard answer the questions above. Take notes on one thing he says in answer to each question. Then compare with a partner. How much detail can you remember? 1.
Do you like to have all the latest gadgets?
Well, to be honest, I'm not really interested in gadgets, so I don't have the latest computer or phone or anything. You won't believe this, but I didn't even have a smartphone until fairly recently. I had to get one, though. Well, the salesperson said I can't get any other kind now, so, yeah. I mean, I use it, but I'm not always checking it for messages and things. And most of the time, it's turned off. I only turn it on when I need to call someone. Otherwise, it needs to be charged every day. It drives my friends crazy because they can never get a hold of me.
2.
How thrifty are you? Are you careful with money?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, generally, I'm pretty careful with money. I mean, I don't like to waste money on things I don't need. And I'm not the kind of person who would spend, like, thousands of dollars on a TV. I definitely compare prices online and shop around for things like that. And actually, it's funny, my mom told me when I was a kid she'd given me a piggy bank, and I used to pick up every coin I found on the sidewalk and save it. So I guess I've always been a little thrifty.
3.
Are you very attached to your possessions?
It depends. Some things, yes, and some things, no. Like, I have some artwork and gifts from friends and souvenirs from trips and things like that. I'd be really upset if anything happened to those. But you could take away almost everything else and I wouldn't care. You know, a friend told me he had moved one time and he'd decided not to take all his stuff with him and he'd sold it. Sometimes I think it would be fun to do that, like move somewhere and leave all my stuff behind. I'd be way more interested in the adventure of moving than in my belongings. Leaving a lot of stuff behind just wouldn't bother me at all.
4.
Have you ever gotten upset because you lost or broke something valuable?
Well, one time I lost my watch on vacation. It was my father's watch, so it was very important to me. My mom said he'd gotten it in Paris, and people used to compliment me on it all the time. Anyway, I was on vacation in Puerto Rico. I have no idea where I lost it, but I think it must have been at the beach. Anyway, I was pretty upset. And you know what made it worse? I didn't lose the watch until the very last day of the vacation. So I'm still wearing it in all the photos we took on the trip. I still can't look at those pictures without feeling bad all over again.
5.
Do you often buy things you don't need?
Probably not, no. I guess I just don't like a lot of clutter, so I don't have a lot of things. I'm not, like, a collector. On the other hand, I'm really picky. So when I do buy something, it has to be just right. I often shop around till I find exactly what I'm looking for. If it's something big, I might even go back to the store a few times before I decide to buy it. My sister said one time I was the worst person to shop with for that reason. But yeah, I'm not an impulse buyer. I never get home with something I just bought, take it out of the bag, and say to myself, "Whoa! Why did I buy that?"